Let's get started with our wonderful Dr. Leah, who joins us every week with a tip. And Dr. Leah, this tip is unbelievable. So good morning.
Good morning.
I'm like reading your tips every time, and I'm like, I have more to learn. I can't. It's so much information.
There's a lot of little things out there.
Boy, isn't there? So go ahead and talk about this, because this is an eye-opener, another one. She always brings eye-openers to us. So.
Well, this one is, I have some questions. Everyone.
Okay.
Do you have easy bruising, frequent nosebleeds, bleeding gums, heavy menstrual periods, or the presence of blood in your urine or stool? Now, that sounds like a lot of different things, and it is, but they could all be related to vitamin K deficiency.
Isn't that something? Because right away, if I was to have those things happening, I think it'd be more serious than vitamin K.
Well, and it could be. I mean, there could be a clotting problem in your body, and
right.
That's what vitamin K does, is it helps to clot the blood. So there are some people that have disorders where they're not able to clot their blood properly, and they mm-hmm. might not know it, but they might be called a bleeder, you know,
mm-hmm. right.
that kind of a thing. But vitamin K is used in many different pathways in the body. One of them is the clotting factors in your blood. Another one that is actually very important is the production of bone.
Vitamin K produces bone?
It does. It actually increases bone, the laying down of bone. There's certain enzymes that help to lay down bone, osteoblasts and osteoclasts, break it up. You know, there's all these different names. But basically, vitamin K is an important producer of bone. So women who have osteoporosis or osteopenia should be taking vitamin K. Now, the thing is that you have to be careful with is if you're taking Coumadin or warfarin, as
that's
it's also
was,
called,
yeah.
or some anti-clotting drug, you do not want to take vitamin K. And a lot of doctors will even be careful with that, because some doctors don't even want you to eat dark green leafy vegetables if you're on those, because dark green leafy vegetables contain vitamin K, and even as small as like 1 milligram can throw those particular drugs off. You know, they won't work as well. So I definitely say you have to be careful with that. But vitamin K, for people who aren't on those things, also has anti-cancer effects. It has been shown to inhibit cancer cell growth.
My gosh, how much vitamin K do I need?
Well, the typical person that doesn't have issues with too much clotting in
right,
their blood,
right.
There's no real like definite this is how much you need, but it's been shown in studies that about 45 milligrams a day has been very beneficial for increasing bone density and helping with cancer, and also good for clotting.
That's not very much.
No.
Really.
It's not very much, but it's a fat-soluble vitamin, kind of like vitamin D and vitamin E and vitamin A, so it does get built up in your body over time, not in a bad way necessarily, but it's also been shown as a preventative dose of like 2 to 5 milligrams is fine. And a lot of people take that little bit, like in a liquid, every single day. If they don't have bone loss, you know, if their bones are healthy and they just want to keep them that way, you take a smaller dose. But if you have osteoporosis or osteopenia, you take about 40 to 45 milligrams a day.
Do you test that in your blood test, Dr. Leah?
It's not tested at this point. I think that it probably can be. It's not a typical thing, but, you know, I'm always adding on to my list of what I need to test in the blood.
Well, I guess it'd be if a person's having this kind of problem, obviously you would check and...
Yeah.
And see if they were deficient.
Well, the thing that strikes me is senior citizens, you always see, you know, when you get a little older, you get a little more frail, you do see their skin underneath have the black and blue marks. You
do. You
know?
Well,
right.
that could be because their skin is thinner. They don't have the
right.
fat layer between their
True.
Skin and their muscles and veins and stuff anymore.
But vitamin D sounds like it would help.
Well, vitamin D would help, but so would vitamin K.
I mean vitamin K. I meant vitamin K. See, you've got me triggered to vitamin D.
Vitamin D is great for everything.
Yeah.
But also, when people say, I bruise easily, sometimes
right.
I also think of vitamin C and bioflavonoids, because those can help the veins to be stabilized a little bit better. But vitamin K is definitely a factor. We don't absorb it as well as we get older. If we don't absorb fat well, then those fat-soluble vitamins in general are not going to be absorbed as well. So vitamin K can be given as a shot form if needed. When I've done that in the past. When I did deliveries years ago as a midwife, I would give vitamin K shots to the mom if they were at high risk. Like if a pregnant woman is taking anticonvulsants or certain other medications that deplete vitamin K, they definitely need to have a buildup of it before they have their baby, because it can affect the baby.
So you get it off of leafy green vegetables?
Dark green leafy vegetables are the best way. Dark green.
Okay.
Leafy vegetables are the main source, but if you're doing a higher dose for osteoporosis, mm-hmm. you supplement form is the main way to get it.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Dr.
It's
Lee,
a great
as usual.
Tip.
We want to recommend that everyone go to chatwithwoman.com and click on Dr. Leah's picture. We have a couple of years of tips on
no,
that
it's
page.
It's been 2 years already. It's
I mean, it's a lot of information there.
A plethora. I got Pam. Oh, Pam's cracking up. That's a good one. That's a good
she
one.
She just needs to spell it.
What? Yes, please. So what? Please give out your website, too, Dr. Leah.
I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And all my information is also on chatwithwomen.com.
Thank you, Dr. Leah.